All right, great now to be talking once again with Frank Pagliuca, who was the St. Mary's High School girls hockey coach. And, Coach, welcome back, and congratulations on three wins since last we talked.
Thanks, Rick, for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, well, the last time we talked, you said, you know, you expected this second half to be challenging, and you opened up with a pretty big win down at the Vineyard. And then two strong wins after that, more competitive, I would think, on the other side. But tell me a little bit about the Martha's Vineyard tournament, and then we'll get to Newburyport and Hingham.
Yeah, it was a great experience for us. Martha's Vineyard, the athletic department of the school, you know, was first class in terms of how they treated us. So when we got over to the island, they were very accommodating. They made it a fun experience for the kids, and it was just a good opportunity for us to play some hockey in a different location, and to do some team bonding, which we really did. We haven't been able to do that with COVID in the last couple of years, so I thought that was a really important aspect of the trip.
Was that a game in which you were able to get most of your kids in?
The second game, definitely. The first game, the Vineyard team, it was a competitive game. They have a good young group of kids, and I think if they all stay at the Vineyard, they're going to have a very competitive team moving forward.
Yeah.
In the second game, we were able to empty the bench after the first period. We were able to settle down and put some goals away and get a chance to get everybody in. So everybody played, everybody contributed. It was just a great experience for us as a team.
Excellent. So that's two wins. That's four overall. I think I said three since we talked, but I forgot about the opening game. All right, now you come back to the Connery. Newburyport up there in the rankings. Close game in that one?
Their goalie played tremendous. She was outstanding the entire game. I mean, we had, I don't have the exact number, but it was well over 40-plus shots.
Wow.
And we limited them to six total shots in the entire game. So we were in their end the majority of time, but they did a nice job of keeping us the outside. And when they did it, their goalie really played well, and she was outstanding. She was the difference in the game. So we had to figure out different ways to score and to win in those situations. So we figured it out. Fortunately, we were able to finish some chances, but credit to the Newburyport team. They were stingy defensively, mm-hmm. and their goalie was outstanding.
Okay, now you guys are ranked number one in Division One, and your most recent opponent, Hingham, number six. That looked like it was quite a game. Can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, Notre Dame Hingham's a very skilled, fast, big team. It was an up-and-down game. We had a couple chances early in the game to extend the lead, but we didn't finish some opportunities. We played really well in terms of our competitive level, and our effort level matched, you know, the pace of play in terms of what we were trying to do out there, which was great. We took too many penalties, which I think, you know, with taking so many penalties, you're requiring only a certain amount of people to kill those penalties, and it really tired us out, I think, as the game went along. So we have to be a little bit more disciplined. But Notre Dame Hingham's one of the best teams in Division One, and it was a great tournament playoff type of atmosphere. We were able to score a goal with 33 seconds left to go in the game.
Matt
scored a nice goal. So it was an exciting game. I'm glad we came down top, but more importantly, I was pleased how we played, you know, excluding the penalties that we took.
Well, it figures it's Maggie. I was going to ask you because I'm looking at her stats and Jenna Chaplin's stats, and you guys are rolling pretty well on offense overall.
Yeah, and I think the key thing is there, and we talked about this, we don't rely on Jenna and Maggie exclusively. We have a well-rounded, talented team that everybody contributes, and I think that's the key so far to where we're at is we're not relying on one or two people. We have a lot of people that are contributing offensively. We're really focused on our D-zone and playing tough in the D-zone and creating chances off our D-zone play and our breakouts, and it's helped us put us in a spot, you know, to score goals this year, and it was good to see us win in a different way. We didn't have to score three or four goals to win. It was a tight, well-played game on both sides, and we were able to find a way to win at the end. I'm just really happy for the kids. And like anything else, you take what it is. It's only a mid-season game, so you don't want to put too much stock into it, but I was pleased with the way we're playing. Hopefully, we could improve upon that. We have a very tough game this Wednesday against Billerica Chelmsford, and then a tough league game against Archbishop Williams on Saturday. So the schedule continues to be challenging, and We're looking forward to the challenges.
All right, a couple of, maybe one more quick question, because you mentioned everybody contributing, and a couple of other stats that jump off the page are your assists from your defensemen. I mean, Casey Litwin, I see 10 assists up here for her, and then Haley Grossman, 5 more. So tell me about the relationship between your defense and your forwards.
Yeah, the defensemen, I think, have really come on in terms of, you know, committing, obviously, to play in the D zone. Casey was the reason why we scored the goal. She blocked the shot and made a nice outlet pass to Maggie for the game-winning goal. So it's those little things that we talk about, the blocking shots, picking up sticks in front, making simple outlet passes, and contributing offensively. Don't be afraid to jump into the play when necessary and look to make plays offensively when it's appropriate. And I think we're getting balance from, you know, not only the four lines that we have, but the six defensemen are all finding ways to contribute both offensively and defensively.
All right, one.
Talked about wanting to have balance.
One final question. I see one of your goalies has an assist, but tell me once again about Ang, because your goals against average is absolutely ridiculous. 13 games and you've only given up 7. So brag about your goalie again.
Ange Catino has been outstanding this year. I think she's really settled into that number one role. She's playing with a lot of confidence. When she does have, you know, an issue or two, it's a short memory and she's focused on the next shot. And I think you could tell with her confidence, you know, she trusts the people in front of her, whether it be the defensemen or the forwards in the zone. She communicates great. She's a leader on our team, and she's playing excellent. We couldn't ask anything more from her.
Sounds like it's a good role right now, Coach. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having
me
again, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Frank. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Frank Pagliuca, who is the girls' hockey coach at St. Mary's High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.